So I would probably harken back to my time as a political reporter in the state of Michigan. It was during the 2004 presidential primary cycle. And because Michigan plays so large in selecting the Democratic nominee, each of the candidates came through. And I was fortunate enough to have sit-down interviews with each of the Democratic hopefuls as they came through the state and stumped for votes. So sitting down and talking with each of them, it was an interesting perspective because, you know, I, like many other people outside of TV, had perceptions of each of the candidates. So being able to sit down and talk to people like Dick Gephardt, talking to Al Sharpton, John Kerry, John Edwards, Wesley Clark, as they were coming through, I found it fascinating to be able to sit down, have a conversation with them, and while the camera was rolling, watch them be on their talking points. But as soon as the camera turned off, you got a feel for the person outside of their political campaign. So that was probably as far as my favorite experience in a presidential primary was the 2004 campaign.
Anything specific, whether it was Kerry or you didn't mention Howard Dean. I don't think you mentioned him. I know he was in that race, I think still at that point, but
he was.
Among any of those candidates, was there anybody, whether it was, you know, the microphone or the camera went off and they wanted Skittles or they started yelling at somebody or they gave a kiss to their wife or their mistress? Are there particular images that kind of linger for you?
Well, so this might be more of an insight into me than to the candidate, but I like to joke around, and it serves me well as a professor, but it caught one candidate off guard. So it was shortly after the famous Howard Dean scream speech. He was coming through, and I did a one-on-one with him, and at the conclusion, I asked him if you know he could reenact the yell, and he basically looked at me like I had grown an extra set of eyes. So it was funny. I said, "Come on, just say, and we're going to Michigan," and he just shook his head.
Interesting. That would be. I imagine that would be tough. I mean, as a reporter, hard gulp in the throat.
No, it's fun. No, let's see.
I do want to ask you about Edwards, just because he was here, of course, and obviously the criminal charges and the trial and everything that transpired. Did anything linger, or what do you recall about that conversation?
So he was very smooth. I mean, he was the quintessential politician, and he also sent his wife as a surrogate to Michigan, and I also sat down and visited with her. And she actually provided more substance than her husband did. He stayed very consistently on his talking points and didn't veer from them. So it was, he was personable, but it was very mechanical.
Sure. Yeah, I cut you off before and I shouldn't have done that. Were you going to say something else?
Oh, no. I was just trying to reflect back because I'm sure if I took a little bit more time to think about the various interactions. I remember doing the interview with Dick Gephardt, and he just seemed very tired. And then it wasn't long after that interview that he had actually dropped out of the race. I think that he realized that it was probably his last shot to do it if he was going to do it, and the numbers just weren't going in his favor, and he quickly removed himself. Anyway, no, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I was being mean to Howard Dean, but I've made a funny, and he didn't find it as humorous as I did.
What? Obviously, or maybe not so obvious to some of our listeners, 2004 was there was a sitting president in George W. Bush. Did he come to the state? Did you chat with him? Was Michigan of major importance to him?
Well, Michigan was considered up for grabs. As we got closer to Election Day, the numbers flipped to where it was going to remain blue. For that election cycle. But no, it was actually the vice president who came to the state of Michigan, and I went to a roundtable discussion and got a chance to ask a few questions as part of a larger gaggle of reporters with the vice president.